Landmark Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump gave Hamas a 6 p.m. Eastern deadline Sunday to sign on to the peace plan he unveiled, and Hamas has said it would release all remaining hostages if Israel withdraws from Gaza and, quote, proper field conditions are met. Now sources tell ABC Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ordered an end to all offensive fighting. Israelis in Tel Aviv are reacting.
It's a really good sign of the whole situation.
It should have happened a very long time ago, not only now.
In the U.S., day four of a government shutdown, the Senate failed to advance spending bills Friday, but Republicans say they will not talk about spending changes until Democrats agree to reopen the government. Sean Diddy Combs was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison after his conviction of two prostitution-related charges in July, as lawyers say they'll appeal. And Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said he ordered another strike on a boat off the coast of Venezuela. He said it killed four people he called narco-terrorists. This is ABC News. The FBI has been investigating a string of armored truck robberies in Pennsylvania, and three men were arrested Friday in a standoff, says ABC's Pierre Thomas.
A possible break in the case after a string of armed truck heists around Philadelphia. Police say heavily armed men in a white car were approaching a Brinks truck outside a Target store. When officers moved in, that car took off, sparking a police chase. Authorities ordering a shelter in place and putting nearby schools on lockdown.
Guns were found in the car. Nobody was hurt during the incident. A Mississippi man pleaded not guilty to felony stalking and vandalism. Jimmy Wayne Carl Wiles charged with stalking Jennifer Aniston and ramming his car into the front gate of her home. But a judge in Los Angeles found him not competent to stand trial. And Friday, that judge remained undecided on a treatment and placement plan, saying she's leaning towards sending him to a mental health facility. Aniston's lawyer spoke on her behalf, detailing 2 years of harassment. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Playoff baseball in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Cubs getting underway with the best of five-game series in the NLDS. Chicago against Milwaukee, the two teams facing off in the postseason for the very first time in franchise history. The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Obviously, the familiarity is there, but the stakes are the same. It didn't matter if we were playing the Cubs or the Padres, like you still want to win to advance to the next round. You know, it's two passionate fan bases that are pretty familiar with each other over the years.
Craig Counsell was the Brewers manager for 9 seasons and now wrapping up his second year in Chicago.
At least from my perspective, kind of being on both sides of it, I think the regular season matchups are awesome. It's a lot of fun. A lot of times it's kind of there's extra energy from fans, and there's fans from both teams in the building. And that's always made it a lot of fun. Teams being good makes rivalries.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Temperatures well above normal today into the upper 80s with a strong southwest wind at times. For tonight, mostly clear, low to the mid-60s. Sunny and 82 on Sunday, a bit breezy again. Showers and storms Sunday night and again possible Monday. It's 64 at our studios.
To the sea. to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Yeah. Lonely riverside, wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
She forgot all about the library. She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race. A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
And
she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
It's just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. There is currently no requirement that companies spreading sludge on crops must disclose whether it contains PFAS. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering of silence.
A station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
Slip away, 'cause your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a road in a distant land, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, but don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies.
Love the one you're with.
I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Thank you.
that something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I granted that you're always there. I take for granted that you just don't care. Sometimes I can't help seeing all the way through.
Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school, the stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 WGBW. This is the music you listen to in bed on the transistor radio you snuck under the covers. Well, sure, Mom and Dad knew.
Me. Clark. A senior Israeli official confirms that indirect talks with Hamas will begin Sunday. That's after Hamas has agreed to release hostages under the terms of a plan proposed by the U.S. ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv has more on what Israel's doing.
Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu instructing the military to halt all offensive operations in Gaza. That's according to two Israeli sources familiar with the matter. Only defensive measures are now permitted. And that order came after President Trump called on Israel to halt the bombing of Gaza, claiming that Hamas is ready for lasting peace.
Day four of the government shutdown set to extend through the weekend after more spending bills failed in the Senate Friday. The U.S. on Friday carried out its fourth strike on a boat off the coast of Venezuela. Secretary Pete Hegseth said four men were killed in the attack. He called them narco-terrorists. And the California woman who attempted to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was sentenced to 8 years in prison. This is ABC News. The Des Moines Public School Board filed a lawsuit against a consulting firm that it hired to find a new superintendent who's now in ICE custody.
Des Moines School Board Chair Jackie Norris says of JG Consulting,
"The firm failed its duty to properly vet candidates. Ian Roberts should have never been presented as a finalist."
And she says, if we knew what we know now, he would never have been hired. Ian Roberts is accused of lying about receiving his PhD from Morgan State University and his immigration status as well. The Immigration Department says Roberts is a native of Guyana and has been living and working in the United States illegally.
Taxpayer dollars were used, and we are seeking accountability.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill allowing over 800,000 rideshare drivers in the state to join unions. It's part of a deal between the governor and Uber and Lyft. They allow unionization in exchange for new insurance requirements. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Playoff baseball in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Cubs getting underway with the best of five game series in the NLDS, Chicago against Milwaukee, the two teams facing off in the postseason for the very first time in franchise history. The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Obviously the familiarity is there, but the stakes are the same. It didn't matter if we were playing the Cubs or the Padres, like you still want to win to advance to the next round. You know, it's two passionate fan bases that are pretty familiar with each other over the years.
Craig Counsell was the Brewers manager for nine seasons and now wrapping up his second year in Chicago.
At least from my perspective, kind of being on both sides of it, I think the regular season matchups are awesome. It's a lot of fun. A lot of times it's kind of there's extra energy from fans, and there's fans from both teams in the building. And that's always made it a lot of fun. Teams being good makes rivalries.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Temperatures well above normal today into the upper 80s with a strong southwest wind at times. For tonight, mostly clear, low to the mid-60s. Sunny and 82 on Sunday, a bit breezy again. Showers and storms Sunday night and again possible Monday. Right now, it's 62.
Joke on.